I was talking to you about freedom not being free, and I think it's most important. And if you can, do something to help support the cause of freedom. My personal opinion is that nobody's doing a better job than the Republic Broadcasting Organization, and if you can, do what you can to help prop them up. Because this is a noble cause. Send that John Statmiller what you can at Republic Broadcasting Organization. That's at 1015 South Bay. Suite 100. I'll repeat that. 1015 South Bays, Tweet 100. That's in Round Rock, Texas. Texas is abbreviated TX. And the zip code there is 78664. I understand that you can make a donation on your credit card by calling 1-800-724-2719. I think this is important. At least it is to me. I would surely like to have freedom to pass on to my children. And I know this is expensive. Now, I'm not paying anything for this shortwave time. And nothing for the internet service. I'm not putting a nickel towards any of that satellite stuff either. Somebody's got to. And I don't see how John can do it all by himself. You just have to help him. Back to talking about our Constitution, as we see that it's slipping through our fingers and we're concerned about being able to pass it on to our children, I am reminded of a poem by a guy named Phelan Falk. He wrote a poem called A Visitor from the Past. And I really like this particular poetry. Close to home. It goes like this. I had a dream the other night that I didn't understand. A figure walking through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat and, speaking low, what a revolution. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy in this, the land free, the home free. The freedom we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. Tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost. You're no more than a slave in this, the land of the free. You buy permits to travel, permits to own a gun, permits to start a business or build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice saying how that money is spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate. Christian values can't be taught, according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press. Pay a tax, not owe. The IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver or of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. Pay for crimes that make our nation turn God shit. Take a safe number. Safety. We're going to have to finish this poem on the other side of the break. We're going to be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
preserve our great republic and each God-given right. Pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. I awoke, he vanished. In the midst from whence he came, his words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as parents trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you're asleep and wonders what remains of our rights he fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still land of the free? Says a lot. And we can surely see how we have come a long way down the road. Because we are afraid to stand just upon our rights. Now, one of the provisions of law is silence gives consent. And if they come in and say, well, we're going to search you, and you don't say anything, have consented. So you must know your rights and be able to make some kind of reasonable objection to what they're going to do. But that portion of it, we only watch you tremble, afraid, and it's true. That's exactly the way we are. They went through Louisiana after Katrina, and they went from home to home taking those people's guns away. Oh, they've got some injunction against ever doing it again, but they did it. There should have been some kind of resistance right then, right there. And if you lay back, if you're cowardly, you're going to run right over you. There are some people that say, oh, I'd like to get involved with the Patriot Movement, but I'm afraid they might threaten my job. If all they got to do is threaten your job and you'll fold, your freedom got snatched right away from you just that quickly. If you're one of those people that would like to get involved, but what if they threaten your life? You got to be one of those people that thinks that it's so important to be free. Better to die fighting for freedom than to live as a slave. There was a guy named Alexander Izvayevich Solzhenitsyn who wrote a great book called Gulag Archipelago that chronicled the horrors of life in the Soviet Union. He spent a good deal of time in one of those gulag camps, and he had something to say about it after he got out. This is what it is, and I'm going to quote Alexander Solzhenitsyn. How we burned in the prison camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would turn alive or not? Or if during periods of mass arrest, people had not simply sat in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing to lose and boldly sat up in the downstairs hall, an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, and pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have very quickly suffered a shortage of officers, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine, have ground the halt. We cowered back. We were afraid we'd be dead. We hoped it would all blow over. But once we were enslaved, we thought of all the things we could have done to stop them. And we see so many people out there who are just exactly like what Solzhenitsyn was talking about. should have taken a stand against that communism in the Soviet Union. And I got to tell you, this neocon stuff, the neocons are the paleocons. The new conservatives are the old communists. Don't stand up. Act like we got a pair. They're going to bulldoze us right over. I think about the words of Julius Caesar, who tried to forewarn us. He says, beware the leader who bangs the drums of war in order to whip the citizenry into patriotic fervor. For patriotism is indeed a double-edged sword. It both emboldens the blood just as it narrows the mind. And when the drums of war reach a fever pitch and the blood boils with hate and the mind has closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizens. Rather, the citizenry, infused with fear and blinded by patriotism, will offer up all their rights to the leader, gladly so. How do I know? Well, this is what I have done, and I am. That was Julius Caesar. He admitted to it. And we can see right now that the game plan to make up for the bad war in Iraq, go into Iran, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. We only really control about 40% of Baghdad. And with only 40% under control, that leaves a great deal of it. A great deal of it. Somebody else's control. This war stuff is nasty business, and we hear that the pipeline to Israel was started the day they hit back. It's all being done with our money. We're paying $1 billion a week to run this war so we can steal those people's oil. And it wasn't being stolen for us. It's been stolen for somebody else. I think for Israel. That's where the pipeline is headed. This war is an ugly business. And there was a guy named Smedley Butler. He was born in 1881, died in the year 1940. He was a major general of the U.S. Marine Corps, retired. And he was a double Medal of Honor recipient. He has a lot to say about war. Let me quote some of him. The normal profits of a business concern in the United States are 6, 8, 10, sometimes 12%. But wartime profits, another matter. 20, 60, 100%, 300, and even 1,800%. The sky is the limit. Of course, it isn't put that crudely in wartime. It's dressed into speeches about patriotism, love of country, and we must all put our shoulders to the wheel. The profits jump and leap and skyrocket. They are safely pocketed. In the World War, and that's talking about World War I, a mere handful garnered the profits of the conflict. At least 21,000 new millionaires and billionaires were made in the United States during the World War. And how many of these war millionaires shouldered a rifle, dug a trench, knew what it meant to go hungry in a rat-infested dugout, spent sleepless, bright night, ducking shells, shrapnel, machine gun bullets, carried a bayonet thrust of an enemy, were wounded or killed in battle. General public, children, the bill for war. We're going to continue with Butler right after this break here. Please stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. We're going to finish talking about Smedley Butler's remarks about war. Smedley Butler was a general, major general, who received the Congressional Medal of Honor twice. So we can't call him a coward, can we? We can't write him off as just some sniveling little shrimp that doesn't know what he's talking about, because he was there. He went through it. And he's talking about the price of war. And it goes on to say, the general public shoulders the bill for war. And the bill renders a horrible accounting. Newly placed gravestones, mangled bodies, shattered minds, broken hearts and homes, economic instability, depression, and all its intended misery. Back-breaking taxation for generations and generations. Those looking ahead to war are not people, not those who fight, pay, and die. War pays high dividends, but what does it profit the men who are killed? What does it profit their mothers and sisters, their wives and their sweethearts? What does it profit their children? Yes, what does it profit the nation? Used propaganda to make the boys accept conscription. They were made to feel ashamed if they didn't join the army. So vicious was this war's propaganda that even God was brought into it. And with few exceptions, our clergy joined in a clamor to kill, kill, kill. That was Smedley Butler, two-time winner of the Congressional Medal of Honor, in his treatise on war, which he says, war is a racket. Well, we got a caller hanging on the line here. Is that Gloria?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, Gloria. Go ahead. Jump right in.
Okay. I really appreciate your shows because they are so riveting. But the reason I called is, unless there are two addresses for the RBN network, you know,
yes,
for
there are.
Okay, because I have another address here, and I wrote it down very clearly from one of yesterday's shows.
Go ahead.
And okay, and that's RBN. Hoping that the people will send, you know, $15 to $20. Anything will do. Okay, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Okay?
That's important. 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's Suite 302 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. Thank you very much, Gloria.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have another caller also, Steve from Texas. Come on up, Steve. Tell us what you got to say.
Yeah. I want to talk about some points you were making about freedom in the Constitution. And you were talking about Article 1, Section 10, where it states that no state shall make anything other than gold or silver coin a tender in payment of debt. And I just want to point out that since 1986, they have coined gold and silver coin. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
And I'm holding right here a $50 gold piece and a $1 silver 1 ounce coin. And, you know, if people want freedom, you know, maybe they should get rid of some of their Federal Reserve notes and start doing free business, private business with gold and silver coin, rather than using the Federal Reserve notes, which are all part of the public national credit system, and they're all credits. And
that's currency.
When you when people talk about owing taxes and such, If you were to use gold and silver coin, the Federal Reserve and or the IRS, they wouldn't tax you because that's not part of their system. Their system, they draw you into their system. When you when you sign up and get a Social Security number, you then get an account number with them. And when you sign that Social Security number, you signed a contract. You may not see the contract, but there's an adhesion contract, and that adhesion contract requires you to make payments whenever you use their system, you know, their Federal Reserve notes, checks, and such. And so when people look and they look through Title 26, and they're looking for the law that says that, you know, these citizens of the United States of America owe a tax and they cannot find it, it's because it isn't in Title 26. Because you signed a contract, not a private contract, but a public contract. And as I understand, that the law that governs that is in Title 42. And what happens is when you sign that contract, you then are not, you signed a contract, you don't have constitutional rights using that system. You have civil rights. Your constitutional rights go along with their common law rights, and they go along with your constitution. Your civil rights are part of another system that's under the Uniform Commercial Code. Do you understand what I'm saying?
We must be careful. We must be careful because it is possible for us to sign away our rights. But before latches takes place on an adhesion contract, there must be full and complete disclosure. So when they want to start sucking your lifeblood out of you because you have this Social Security number,
yes,
you have to claim fraud. They never gave you a complete disclosure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to Medically Right. We got Steve from Texas on the line here. He has brought up an adhesion contract and how that by signing up for our Social Security, we have indeed surrendered ourselves to this jurisdiction of that Social Security. However, if we're talking about an adhesion contract, and before latches takes place in an adhesion contract, there must be full, complete disclosure. And nobody told you when you were signing up for this Social Security number that you were giving up your constitutional rights, your Bill of Rights. Now, there is a provision within the Uniform Commercial Code in 1-207 that says if you put above your name the words without prejudice or rights reserved, then that signifies that you want to make sure that you're not giving up any of your constitutional rights by signing this contract. And wherever there may be a point in the contract that has you surrendering some of those rights, that portion is null and void because you have reserved your rights with that Uniform Commercial Code designation. Go ahead, Steve. Did you have any more points to make?
When you, let's say you go into court and you want to sue for money, you know, and you want to be, and you win the lawsuit, and they pay you out in their system in Federal Reserve notes, you know, that whole system has nothing to do with your constitutional rights because the paper money, the Federal Reserve notes, are not, they're of no real substance like gold or silver. And,
well, it sure isn't. And it seems to me that if you win in court, like you were talking about,
yes,
and say you were awarded $1 million by the court,
yes,
it sure seems to me that you ought to be able to go to the Federal Coinage Act of 1794 and say, hey, $1 million, that's a million times 23.22 grains of gold.
Right. Except, when you're suing in that court and you're standing before the judge, you know, he can rule over, as I understand it, common law and admiralty law, also known as administrative law. And you can tell that just by looking at the flag. It has a fringe on it.
Yes, the gold fringe.
And so he can, and when you're in that court and you're fighting for that type of currency, you know, that's an admiralty case then. And in admiralty, you have civil rights. Your constitutional rights, they just don't apply. You have constitutional rights in other matters. But when you're dealing with the public national credit system, which encompasses those Federal Reserve notes and you know, stocks and bonds and checks and stuff like that, that's all under admiralty jurisdiction. And you don't have your common law constitutional rights there. You have civil rights that you use.
Yeah, there are no more constitutional common law courts. Even though we look in the fifth or the seventh one, we were promised that there would always be common law prevail here in America.
Well, you can if you do private business with gold and silver coin, you got. And you're making private contracts and just doing private business like that. There's no taxes. You have your common law rights and you have your constitutional rights, and they won't touch you.
They'll find something, some kind of excuse to come.
Right.
Down.
Well. Yeah, I'm sure they could in some instances. But my point is, you know, when you're talking about freedom and the Constitution. We could regain our freedom if we could do business with each other using something other than their Federal Reserve notes. If we could, you know, somebody could print up their own money. You could use that, but who wants it? I'd rather use gold and silver. Because, like, I think somewhere I've heard people say in the Bible, it says, you know, render under Caesar what is Caesar's. Well, that paper money is Caesar's, but the gold and silver was made by God, and that's God's money.
Wait a second, let me back you up right here. This is America. Who's the top dog? Who's Caesar?
I would say Caesar would be the government. And
it's supposed to be.
And the government
is
the one.
It's supposed to be us. We, the people, are the top dogs here.
Yeah, we're supposed to be
supposed
the government.
To be
but they
public servants.
But they gave a franchise away to the Federal Reserve to issue these bills that we
used.
Well,
they really didn't give it to them. They stole it.
Yeah, well,
they
bribed them. But, you know, and it's, you know, if you look at it like that, it appears to me they have a monopoly, and that's illegal, I think, under the RICO statute. But, you know, they get away with it. But my point is when people are worried about paying taxes and such, you know, if you're using their monetary system and you want to, some of these people also want to collect their Social Security. Well, as part of that system, you know, you gotta pay it back in, you know, to get your Social Security. If you want to be part of that system, if you want to be separate from that system, you need to use gold and silver coin. And you can, you know, I know it's very hard to do, but if more of us started, you know, getting rid of some of our Federal Reserve notes, take them out of those banks and trade them in for gold and silver coin, and then try and do private business, you know, we could work our way out of this.
Well, I think it's going to take more than us just trying to trade with gold and silver coin. First of all, there's not much people around that are prepared to trade in that kind of a commodity.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you need a new car or you need groceries from down at Farmer Jack's, you're going to have a lot of trouble going to your local Safeway and trying to buy some food with gold and silver coin.
Well, you could take In the case of going to buying food, if you want to go to the grocery store and you held some gold and silver coin, you could always trade it in at the coin shop and get the paper money, you know. But you could, if you wanted to get a car, you don't, let's say you didn't want to get a new one. Let's say you want to get a used one. It's like a year or two old. You can make a deal with somebody and trade them gold and rather than the Federal Reserve notes. And it, let's say they wanted, let's say it was a real old car and it was worth $2,000 and you gave them four $50 gold pieces, which roughly equaled that. You know, they could, on their taxes, you know, the most they'd ever have to claim would be $200 rather than $2,000. You know,
sure, that's all they really got.
Right, because that's all they got, because the government still looks at those $50 gold coins as the same as a $50 bill. But that's in their world. But in the real world, gold is worth far more, you know. And I'm just saying, you know, that's just one way of working your way out. You know, if you have a lot of money in the bank and you keep your money in the bank and then you earn interest on it, you're required to make a 1099 form is sent in, you know, to the IRS, and then they find out how much interest you made, and you got to pay tax on it. Whereas if you just hold it in gold coin, and the gold coin, let's say it goes up in its value, you know, I don't know, whatever percent, 10, 15% that year, and you still got that gold coin. You never have to pay any interest on that. You know, you can hold it, and it is going up, you know, and I even hear them advertising gold and silver on your show. So I went out and started buying gold and silver coins, and, you know, I hold my excess cash in gold and silver now, and I don't pay any tax on the on its increase, whatever it appears to increase in the other form of money.
I have a marked preference for silver coin.
Yeah. I like them both. I don't like their paper money system, and it seems like they control everything. Because it says in the Constitution that they can regulate and control commerce. So they put everything under commerce. They start putting everything under commerce. You know,
even our birth certificate.
Yeah, your birth certificates, and people get married, you know, and they get a marriage license, and that's a commercial agreement, and you've involved the state. You know, it's a three-party agreement between you, your wife, and the state, and then now the state has, you know, if the man gets a divorce and the woman, she winds up getting the children because the state teams up with the woman, it's two against one, and they win, and the woman gets the children, when that's not the way it's supposed to be. If a man got a common law marriage, it would be different, you know. If he did a private contract rather than a public contract, when he signs that's a public contract. So they're regulating, controlling everything, your driver's licenses, you know. Everything is under commerce, and they're using that paper money system to pull everything under commerce. You know, when if you go back in our history of ways, everything wasn't all public business and commerce. It wasn't like that. People were doing private business, you know, and it wasn't considered commerce, and they were using gold and silver coin. But, you know, when they, in 1933, they quit coining the gold coins, and in 1964, they removed the silver coins. They weren't doing that anymore. So they were breaking the law. They break a lot of laws when they do that, for sure. But they still draw you under their system, and they pull you into court. And people are trying to argue for their constitutional rights, and they've got all these contracts with the state, and they're standing before the judge, and he's looking at them, you know, as you know, they're under admiralty jurisdiction, you know, when they're arguing a lot of these cases, you know, and the people don't know their rights, and they think that they're being, you know, given a raw deal in the court, but it's just the
average. No, they are given a raw deal in these court systems. These courts are about as crooked as they come.
Oh,
and
yeah, all those contracts
that they have signed there are really positions gained by fraud.
Sure,
I never told you that when you turned in, when you got that Social Security number, that you were indeed giving up your rights as a sovereign, that
right.
You were joining a new jurisdiction. And when you fill out those 1040 forms on for your income tax, one of the first questions they ask you on there is, are you a U.S. citizen? And if you put, yes, I'm a U.S. citizen, you check the yes box instead of the no box, as most people do, because they don't realize that they're not U.S. citizens. But that's where they have opted to take that 14th Amendment alternative and become a U.S. citizen and give up so much of their rights in the process. Got anything else, Steve?
No, I just, I like to
Thanks
see more
for your
people
call,
get gold and silver.
Yeah, me too. Sure, that's the only way to go. Well,
okay.
We appreciate your call. Call back
okay.
when you got some more.
Okay, thank you.
Here we are, folks. We're on the very precipice of destiny. Are we really, truly free people? Or are we the subjects of an all-powerful superstate that has the right to tell you what's good for you? Now, we were talking about money and the gold and silver coins here. And it was President Lincoln, whose real name was Springsteen. He stated at the close of the War of Northern Aggression against the South, "Does the money power preys upon the nation in times of peace and conspires against it in times of adversity? It is more despotic than monarchy, more insolent than autocracy, and more selfish than bureaucracy. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned, and an era of corruption in high places will follow, and the money power in the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working on the prejudice of the people until wealth is aggregated in the hands of a few and the republic is destroyed. I feel at this moment more anxiety for the safety of my country than ever before, even in the midst of the war." And I think it was this moment of honesty that caused President Abraham Lincoln, or should I say Springsteen, to lose his life. And it was Thomas Jefferson that said to us, "I sincerely believe that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies, and that the principle of spending money to be repaid by prosperity under the name of funding is but swindling futurity on a grand scale." That's the words of Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence and co-author of the U.S. Constitution. Sometimes we have to take a long, hard look at reality. You know, there's a lot of people out there that rationalize. That is, they take in facts that agree with their theory. You know, that's really a shame, because you should take in all facts. And if it conflicts with one of your theories, it's your theory that must change. Facts do not have to conform to theories. Theories must conform to the fact. And if we're going to do any good, we have to take a long, hard look at the truth. Truth is important. Let me quote Plato on that issue. "Strange times are these in which we live, when old and young are taught in falsehood school. And the one man that dares to tell the truth is at once called a lunatic and a fool." What kind of people are we? Are we the descendants of people that had the guts to throw a king off their back and establish liberty and a constitutionally limited republic? Gotta be brave. Really brave. You hope to be free. Don't stand up. Let this liberty slip through our fingers. We've got to get more permits for everything we do in our graves for allowing them to slip into this kind of a tyranny. There's no other name for it. Tyranny. And it didn't happen by accident. Let me quote a guy named David Rockefeller. He had an autobiography called Memoirs. In that autobiography, he confesses the treason. Let me quote for you. For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim that we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we're part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Just before the break, we started to dissect a quotation from David Rockefeller. His real name is Rothfeld, and he wrote a book called Memoirs. It was an autobiography, although I'm sure a man of his stature had somebody else do it for him. He doesn't do anything himself. And he wrote in this book, or somebody did for him, for more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we're part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. That's David Rockefeller confessing treason. We're running out of time this evening here. I want to give my points of contact here. My home phone number, and you'll have to wait till I'm done here, please. Area code 313-582-2481. That home phone is area code 313-582-2481. And if you wish to write to me, it's Jack Otto, O-T-T-O, at Post Office Box 256. That's in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127. So let me give you that home phone number and that post office box again. Area code 313-582-2481. And if you want to write to me, it's Jack Otto, O-T-T-O, at Post Office Box 256, Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127. Let me remind you again, freedom isn't free. Important cause. We need to work at it. We need to do what we can. And I'm trying to encourage people to get the good videos and copy those for your friends and your family. I'm telling you, I wrote a book on this subject matter called World War III, and I have not been able to get my brother, my sister, my mother, so many other family members and friends to read the book. Just too much trouble. But they will watch videos. You will take the time. I think you can turn more friends and more family with videos than you can with all the rhetoric. Because sometimes we don't always have our information in the right order and able to click off the facts and the figures with documentation like we need. Whereas with one of those videos, they do a pretty good job of showing the points. And there's some good videos out there that you could buy. Some really good ones. Loose Change 2, 911 Mystery, Demolition. Aaron Russo's got a wonderful one out there about America from freedom to fascism. And I just saw a great one on psychiatry, industry of death. Well, our time is up for this evening, folks. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. This is Jack Otto saying God bless. May Yahweh pave the way for you to prosperity and freedom. Love you all. Hang in there.
A message for